It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't think what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today.
What's up, Steiny?
Evan Giddings is in the house.
95.7
Oh, what's up?
The Game.
Dobbsy. John Sally. Dobbsy.
Josh Dobbs.
Stealing the show yesterday at Levi Stadium.
Well, just like Guru, the majority of the starters were out for the 49ers. So we had to look at the backup quarterback and get an assessment. I do think it's interesting that a week ago it was all about Brandon Allen or all about who the backup is, and now Dobbs has taken flight.
Oh, boy, he sure has. Boy, did you see that run? That one-yard run?
Which one?
Oh, actually, his best play was that scramble for 10 where he ran across the field. Brock Purdy. Footsteps. Footsteps?
Seriously, though. The quarterbacks are where you want to start today.
Sure.
How come?
Well, because, you know, Purdy, quarterback 3 series, he looked pedestrian, and Dobbs came in against a lot of their second-teamers and did a nice job. Why do you think he played, though, yesterday?
Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, he played last year in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
My bigger question is why he played when nobody else played. I mean, Debo didn't play. Kittle didn't play. B.A. and Trent are both out. He pretty much had a bunch of rookies around him and no protection. And Kyle Shanahan basically threw him to the wolves.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. No Trent Williams, obviously. No Brandon Ayuk. And then a lot of injuries with McCaffrey, with Pearsall, Jennings. His team's banged up. And it's 2 weeks, Evan, 2 weeks from the season opener against the New York Jets right here at Levi Stadium on a Monday night. And what did you glean yesterday? Anything?
From the 49ers?
Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest thing that I saw circulating around social media after was about Purdy.
Okay.
And my question is this conversation this season about Purdy going to be any different than last year?
I think this year it's going to center on...
If so, how and why? Is it not different?
Oh, it's 3 weeks. Oh, they're fine. I thought it was 2. Oh, that's right. There's 2 weeks. Ugh. Never mind.
Well, they have one more game.
Yeah, but they got plenty of time. I thought it was 2.
You got to Google it.
Right.
September 9th.
Yes.
Opening night.
3 weeks. I was wondering why Spadoni pulled that microphone down by his mouth. Hey... Anyway, 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yes, 3 weeks. No, I thought it was interesting. If there are people out there that use the Purdy's got a ton of weapons, that's why he's so good. I guess you could say they've got a little ammunition. I don't think it really matters in the grand scheme of things. It is interesting that he did play and nobody else did in terms of the offensive starters for the most part. But he struggled. He struggled. And it wasn't just him. Obviously, didn't get protected very well, and he's not looking at the guys that you think he's going to be looking at. So I'm just wondering if 49er fans are thinking nothing to see here, as Guru would say, with Brock Purdy, or I mean, he's not going to play against the Raiders. So we've probably seen him for the last time in the preseason.
Yeah, it's probably his last start. And look, Brock Purdy was not very good, but the question, you know, he also has had poor practices that we're dismissing. He's had good practices that no one has cared about. I find it interesting, though, that the conversation is back on the quarterback, because for the last umpteen weeks, it's been about Brandon Ayuk's hold-in or Trent Williams' holdout. And both of their absences, in addition to the other starters that didn't play, were apparent. I mean, it's impossible for me to evaluate Brock Purdy when he's playing with a bunch of second and third string guys. Outside of perhaps a few, you know, there might be, you know, a starter or two up front of the offensive line. But without Trent Williams, I don't know what to do with that line. And I don't know about you, Steiny. I still think that he's going to be on the field week one. But to me, what the preseason so far has highlighted in relation to Purdy is that it's not a very deep team. Like, they're going to need their best players on the field for the majority of the season if they want to win as many games as we believe they can.
No doubt. And that's the result of having a lot of players who make a lot of money at the top end of the roster. And I think you're absolutely right there. I was reading Tim Kawakami of The Athletic. He had a piece Saturday. I guess maybe it came out Sunday before the game, but he seems to think that there's more optimism now about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk than maybe at any other time. Shanahan indicated that he thinks Trent Williams will be in sooner rather than later, or that it'll be worked out. He didn't really say a timeline. And Ayuk is watched yesterday's game from a suite with the other injured players. So now we just wait. We wait until those guys come in. But it does feel like, Evan, they will be in at some point. That's what I'm starting to think is going to happen. They're going to be in. It's just a matter of when.
And then what's the impact of that? Are there any ramifications of that? Is there any residue from what I believe has become a bit of a sideshow?
Right.
Because up until this weekend, and still Monday morning, when you talk about the 49ers, it's not about what Brock Purdy did or didn't do on the field. Although I guess nationally some people would probably pick on him. But it's about Brandon. Where's Brandon Ayuk and where's Trent Williams? More importantly, I guess we know where BA is. We don't know where Trent is.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is right now, after missing that game, cost himself $3 million. That's not an insignificant amount of money.
No. No, it's not.
And it seems like he's willing to stand on it. So what are the Niners going to do? I mean, one of these sides has got to figure out how to get this done.
I think the Niners will get something done with Trent Williams.
I think they'll get something done with both of them.
Do you? You think they're going to end up, Ayuk, signing a long-term deal?
Well, the report from Friday is that they've had the first 3 years ironed out. But the fourth year of most contracts in the NFL is not guaranteed.
Right.
And it sounds like Brandon Ayuk wants that fourth year to be guaranteed. And that's the hang-up. And we got 3 weeks for them to get these guys back into practice. And I don't know about you, Steiny, but would you consider these guys distractions?
I don't think Trent Williams is a distraction because he's not there. I think Ayuk is probably more of a distraction just because he's there. Everybody sees him every practice. He's still hanging around with his teammates, but everybody knows that he's not playing. And so I think Ayuk is probably a little bit of a distraction just because he's front and center every day down in Santa Clara. And I also think there just seems to be less urgency about Trent Williams and more of an understanding that they're going to get something done. And because he's Trent Williams and he's been around forever, whether he comes in on Wednesday of this week or two Wednesdays from now, I think the team has confidence that he's going to be fine. That he's going to be fine. 888-957-9570 is the number. Preseason game number 2 in the books for the 49ers. They win the game 16-10. Purdy quarterbacks the first 3 series, missing a lot of skill position players, if not all of them, and didn't do great. Josh Dobbs came in the game, led him on 3 straight scores, and he looked pretty dynamic. There's no doubt about it. I'm not here to say there's a quarterback controversy, by the way, but I want to know what people, I want to know what people took away from that game and what they thought of both Purdy and Dobbs and anybody else. They ended up winning the game. They got a late hold, of the Saints. So there you have it. 888-957-9570, Evan. And let's, here's where I want to start. I want to start with Kyle Shanahan yesterday saying, or answering the question, how Brock did and why he played. Here's a quick Kyle Shanahan on how he thinks Purdy played yesterday.
I mean, there are 2 frustrating drives, just 3 and out. I don't think there was much there when he had it. I had a chance to make a big play on a keeper going back across, but not enough plays. You know, there weren't really any good looks for him either.
Did he mean not enough plays he made, or he didn't play as enough plays to get a gauge?
Well, I also don't think that there was enough structurally for him to really do much. And and that's where, like, I don't think Trent Williams is a distraction, but I do think that his absence is, it's pretty obvious. It's been obvious in practice. It was obvious yesterday. And trying to watch the rest of that offensive line block for Brock Purdy was laughable. Like, it was a joke watching those guys trying to keep the New Orleans Saints out of the backfield. And along with the fact that Brock Purdy had nobody to throw to who was open, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy who's 2 for 6 on a few drives with 11 yards and looks like a pedestrian quarterback. I think the reason why someone like Joshua Dobbs performed and has performed as well as he has is because he's not a guy who really needs an offensive line, because the play is going to break down every single time that he takes the ball.
Right.
Dobbs is someone that can operate out of a system. And that's not necessarily a good thing, because you get into a lot of trouble. And there's a reason why Dobbs has played for as many teams as he has. There's a reason why he's backup quarterback. But Brock Purdy is a rhythm player. And when he's in a rhythm, he is incredibly good. And nothing about that game yesterday was ever in rhythm. He's throwing to rookie receivers. He's thrown behind a makeshift offensive line. The question's fair. Like, why was Brock Purdy even in the game? And maybe it was just because, well, Shanahan wanted to get him in pads and let him get hit a couple times and then get him out.
Let's hear.
Yeah, you always think about that stuff. If we thought it was an issue, we wouldn't have done it. We were good with the guys out there. You know, Brock wouldn't have gone. Probably wouldn't have played Jake. You know, definitely wouldn't have had Colton and Jalen go as long. But we felt good with the group.
That's why he played, because he felt good with the group. What?
I also think it's because there was no joint practices.
Ah, that's a good point. That is a good point. 49ers canceled 2 joint workouts with the Saints because of injury problems. So I guess there's that, but it's funny.
Walked away relatively healthy.
Yeah, I mean, did he take too many hits?
Yeah, I mean, you think about that all the time, but you know, it's also part of football, and I think he protected himself well. If we felt he was in a tough situation, we wouldn't have, but you know, a lot of quarterbacks play throughout the league, and each week's different. I think it helps Brock to play, and you know, last year he didn't get to as much with his arm, but I thought it was good for him to get out there, even though it wasn't 2 great drives. And I know he was really wanting to do it, and hopefully it'll make him a better position for this when we go to the Raiders.
All right, so there you have most of the answers on why Brock Purdy played, and it sounds to me like Kyle Shanahan just wanted to get him in pads, like you said, and see him in live action. And I saw some of the quotes from Purdy after. He was glad he played. He felt like he needed to see the game at real speed, which he can't do at practice. And, you know, the unfortunate part is he had to play with a team that he's probably not going to be playing with this year. And it kind of showed. They weren't crisp. I mean, think about yesterday's game and how the first 2 or 3 drives went with how the first 2 or 3 drives usually look for the Niners. They always seem to put together an opening drive where they push the ball down the field and score.
And look, I'm not saying Brock Purdy shouldn't have played yesterday. He also came out and said he wanted to, and that's what he's going to do. I mean, Brock Purdy, if he had every opportunity, I'm sure would play in every single game possible. But I do find it interesting that if we rewind the clocks a year ago to this time,
yep,
week two preseason 2023 against the Broncos, Brock Purdy played in that game, Sam Darnold played in that game, and Trey Lance played in that game. So, and there wasn't a quarterback competition. Brock was the dude. But who else played in that game last year? Deebo Samuel.
Okay.
Brandon Ayuk. Juwan Jennings. Other starters on the offensive side of the ball played in that game.
Right.
There was no one out there yesterday that I feel confident in Brock Purdy playing alongside come week one of the regular season outside of maybe Pooney. I mean, yes, he wanted to play, and yes, he probably needed the reps, and yes, Kyle Shanahan wanted to get him out there because there wasn't enough live bullets for them joint practices. But doesn't that also apply to some of your other players as well?
Sure. Sure. I think obviously made a concerted effort to play Purdy yesterday, even though a lot of his teammates weren't playing with him yesterday. So here's the one that gets me. Here's the one, and they practice on Saturday. Kyle Shanahan meets the media. And this is the one that I want to talk about, at least right now, to start the show, because there's a school of thought about the 49ers that this is their year. They have to do it this year. It's Super Bowl or bust. And Kyle Shanahan was asked about 49er fans and the fact that they think that the 49ers are risking this golden opportunity with the holdout of Trent Williams, the hold-in of Brandon Ayuk, and why would they do that if it's all about this year? Because this is the one that grabbed me.
I understand the question, yeah, but I mean, I don't look into anything just as a one-year deal. I think everything's tied together. I think we're as aggressive as we can be every year, and everything is connected to each other, too. And wherever you go one spot, you got to go less at another. So it's not as simple as that perspective. I totally get that from a fan standpoint and everything. If it was that simple, I think it'd be a lot easier to figure things out, but too many things do connect and tie together with that, and that's why these things can be difficult.
I've been saying all along that while this is an important year and they want to win the Super Bowl and they have a great opportunity to win the Super Bowl, they're still making decisions, Evan, without 1 year all in being involved. And it doesn't mean that they might not reach an agreement with Ayuk. And it doesn't mean they won't come to terms with Trent Williams. But you better believe that if and when they sign those guys, or if and when those guys come in, that they're going to, that they know a year from now and 2 years from now that they're going to have to make some really difficult choices. And I feel like what they're telling us is it's not as easy as you think just to pay Williams and pay Ayuk, and then we roll into the season, because they're tasked with thinking about the future more than the fans are. And I think the way the 49ers look at it at times is if they do pay some guys, they won't be as good 2 years from now because of the choices that'll ripple down to the decisions they have to make after they pay Purdy. And I think it's become the theme almost of the 49ers right now. How much do you invest in this year without jeopardizing a future by being in salary cap hell for a couple years? That's what I think they're really trying to balance here, because it's got to be painful. Otherwise, why wouldn't it all be done by now?
Well, because they're trying to nickel and dime their players. And that's the way that I've seen this entire thing.
Really?
Yeah, let's just take Brandon Ayuk, for example. Like, he's made himself money this summer. I think if the Niners had been able to figure out a contract with him earlier, that, number one, well, we wouldn't be talking about him. But number two, whatever the number is that is going to come out is going to be, I think, closer to 30 than it is to 25. Brandon Ayuk has made himself money this summer. He's been nickeling and diming the Niners just like they're trying to nickel and dime him. And it's because of what you're talking about, because eventually the train has to stop. But for Kyle Shanahan to say that, you know, we don't look at anything as a one-year deal, I don't know about that, Steiny. Like, I agree in principle. Yes, you can't just look at one season and not look beyond. But the NFL, more than any other sport, is a year-to-year league.
Mm.
The average length of a career is the shortest in any of the four professional American sports. So for me to look 4 years down the line, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit disingenuous because this roster is constructed year to year. This is a top-heavy team. They have paid players in the past to be good for one season, two seasons, and then they'll figure it out. Yes, Purdy has a big contract coming in all probability, but that contract's not going to hit for three seasons. The average career length in the NFL, I think, is somewhere between two and three. Some of these guys are not going to be around in a couple of years. Somebody might get hurt this year. Purdy might get hurt this year. I don't think you can live in the NFL 4 years ahead. In my opinion, you have to look at what you have in front of you right now. And for the Niners, that's a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I get it. I'm just saying that they've got to still figure out a way to balance it all. And if it were as easy as we thought, I think it would be done by now. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you got any takeaways from yesterday's game? 16-10 over the Saints. Purdy played three series. Didn't look great. Didn't have a lot of his teammates that he's going to have week one against the Jets in 3 weeks. Joshua Dobbs came in, made some really, really nice plays. Did he solidify the number two spot over Brandon Allen? I mean, it looks like that's sure a possibility. And, I mean, the one thing I'm thinking about when I see Josh Dobbs is, look, if he's got a quarterback 10 or more games, any backup's probably going to struggle. But, you know, if Purdy plays 13 games, can Dobbs help win you four? Or quarterback four, and you go 3-1 in those games, and it looks like Evan, he's capable of doing that.
Dobbs?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Dobbs is your classic backup quarterback that the first couple of games he plays, he looks really good.
Right.
Like when he had to fill in for the Vikings.
Well, you said he saved two franchises already.
I was speaking facetiously.
Oh.
But last year, remember, Kirk Cousins got hurt, tore his Achilles. Actually, before that, pardon me, with the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray goes down, Dobbs becomes a starter, they win a couple of games they shouldn't, and then he gets traded to the Minnesota Vikings, and he helps them win a game or two that they shouldn't. But eventually, someone like Josh Dobbs runs into trouble, and it's because of what you saw yesterday. There's a bunch of flash plays that are broken down. He's running for his life. He looks great. Maybe has a deep ball to Cowing, who, by the way, also looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, Dobbs helped. But eventually, you can't play every single play like that. There is a reason that a system needs to be in place. And Dobbs is not someone that is going to beat you in system often enough to help you consistently win. Yes, Dobbs looked fantastic yesterday. If Josh Dobbs is starting for the 49ers this season for four or five games...
Oh, no!
This season's going nowhere.
Four or five games?
Yes.
Come on.
He's losing three of them. I believe.
What about the system? What about the system? Kyle's system.
What system was he in yesterday?
I'm not a system player. Well, I am a system.
He was in the Pastrnak system.
I don't want to use that.
Why not?
Because I don't. No, the bottom line is, look, he was playing without anybody either. I do think there's a cutoff point of what you can get away with a backup quarterback over a certain amount of games, and then what you can't get away with over too many games with a backup quarterback. But what do 49er fans think of yesterday's game? Are you worried about Purdy after seeing him without weapons, or not even remotely concerned about what you saw from Brock Purdy yesterday. And then how do you think Kyle Shanahan handled that game? You think it's okay that Purdy played in that game without Trent Williams and without his receivers? What was Kyle Shanahan looking for yesterday? 888-957-9570.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What were you looking for yesterday, and did you see it? Did you see it? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Steiny show. Let's go.
All right. That was Adam Levine, Fox Sports, on the call yesterday. Oh, just a dynamic one-yard run.
Dual thread Dobbs.
Dynamic. Somebody's already upset with you.
Who's that?
Who's this guy in for Guru? His points about Dobbs are inaccurate. And I wonder if his objective is to make an excuse for Purdy's performance yesterday.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
I'm actually glad you read that, because I do think it's a way to get into the conversation that I saw swirling around social media yesterday.
All right.
Which is, again, how we're going to talk about Purdy. He's right. I didn't say anything in that statement about Dobbs in reference to Purdy. But I didn't need to. Because this person clearly was only thinking about Brock Purdy and his performance. Whatever Joshua Dobbs did yesterday is completely independent of Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy was 2 of 6 for 11 yards in a couple series. Yeah, those numbers stink. Is that what you want me to say? Every single time that Brock Purdy has a bad game this year, is it going to be a referendum on his entire life?
I'm not
sitting here defending Brock Purdy. We were talking about the backup quarterback play because that's the guy who played most of the game yesterday.
Right.
Brock Purdy played with a bunch of backups, didn't look good, and the 49ers won a preseason game 16-10, largely because of the guy who came in after him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it looked to me, too. But I think you hit on something interesting, and it's how are we as fans going to be able or going to judge Brock Purdy this year? Because my question to fans is, with that contract looming, do you think it's going to become apparent over the course of the season how good this guy is? And by the end of the year, it'll be an absolute no-brainer that the 49ers are going to pay this guy a lot of money. Whether it's 40, 45, 50, are we going to be using kind of the Brock Purdy meter all year to try to assess how much are the 49ers going to have to pay this guy? Is that what the conversation is going to center on this year, or is it going to be more about just this play and forget the money, whether he is hands down the franchise quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years? Or has that already been determined? Is there any doubt that Purdy is going to be the 49ers' long-term quarterback. Is there any doubt about that, that he has to solidify this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, that's why I have an issue with Kyle Shanahan saying, again, you can't just look at anything in the prism of one season. And again, like, that makes sense. But if Brock Purdy plays terribly this season, that will dictate his future. If Brock Purdy looks incredible this year, which I have no reason to believe that he won't, because he hasn't shown us anything differently so far in the regular season, then that's going to determine if he's the future. So is he the franchise quarterback right now? Yes. But Jimmy Garoppolo was too.
Right.
There's been other quarterbacks across the league that have looked like franchise guys and 2 years later playing in other uniforms. We all thought that Trey Lance was going to be the future of the franchise, and he clearly wasn't. And now he's in Dallas, taking the same reps that Joshua Dobbs is as the backup quarterback. Brock Purdy and the conversation about him this season is going to be, I think, Steiny, it's going to be strictly in dollars. It's how much money is he worth? Is his value going up? Is it going down? And it's going to be a lot about how much money he's making or losing for himself, because we're going to be nitpicking everything about his performance.
What would you give him as a grade last year?
Last year?
Yeah.
For Purdy?
Yeah.
An A?
Okay, what if he's a B this year?
I think that's good enough to stick around. I mean, okay, so let's say Brock Purdy is a B.
All right.
You going to cut him?
No.
You going to make him the backup behind Dobbs? You going to bring back Sam Darnold?
Are you going to pay him 50?
Tua Tagovailoa makes $53 million a year.
Okay.
Or will make $53 million a year.
All right.
Trevor Lawrence makes north of $50 million. Jared Goff makes north of $50 million. You can see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those guys are bad quarterbacks, but are they A's? Are they long-term lifers for their franchise? Well, Goff has already proven he's not, because the Rams literally traded him. So, to me, there's gray space, and that's what we're going to be trying to identify with Purdy all season, is where does he fit now and in the future, because he's gotten the 49ers as close as humanly possible to a quarterback. And for a lot of people, that's not good enough. But I think compared to his peers, yeah, Brock Purdy's going to be a very handsomely rich man in a couple of seasons. Is that a strange statement to you?
No. I'm wondering how 49er fans are going to view Brock Purdy this season. And what I mean by that is, are we just how many fans out there believe, look, Brock Purdy's the quarterback of this team, and he's going to be the quarterback of this team moving forward? He's quarterbacked for a year and a half. When he's quarterbacked, he's been terrific. Are we simply looking at Brock Purdy as, look, this is year three, hopefully he's going to take another jump? Or are there fans out there, and is Kyle Shanahan someone who, what's he playing for? Is he playing for the contract, or is he playing for his long-term future as a San Francisco 49er? Or is that already, if you're a fan, pretty much been decided? You know what I mean? Is there anybody out there that believes? I mean, to me, there's two extremes. One is he has the kind of year where he does everything they've wanted him to do. Does he win the Super Bowl? Maybe, maybe not. But he does, as Jed York says may happen, he resets the market. Okay, that's the high end, right? He plays well enough that he resets the market. What's the low end for Brock Purdy? What's the baseline and what's the ceiling? To me, the ceiling obviously would be he guides the 49ers to a Super Bowl. He looks very much like the same quarterback as he did last year, and he builds on that, and the team offensively is really good, and they get to another Super Bowl, and maybe they win it this time, maybe they don't. Boom, he's going to get paid, and we're off and running for the next 4 or 5 years. Well, what's the other end of that spectrum? Assuming health for Brock Purdy? What's the biggest red flag, if you will, or what's the biggest concern with Brock Purdy heading into this year, or is he not a player to be concerned with? Like, we don't worry about Christian McCaffrey as long as he's healthy. We don't really worry about Trent Williams as long as he's healthy. But where does Purdy fit in?
Well, I think that's why yesterday there was a lot of overreaction to what happened.
All right.
Because the low end of Purdy is what you saw if guys are hurt. If he doesn't have his cast of all pros, how is he going to look? And last year, when Williams was out and when Debo was hurt, Brock Purdy at times looked average. Yesterday, Brock Purdy was 2 for 6 for 11 yards when he was playing with nobody. But to me, that's also unfair because that's not right. How the NFL works. If you have there are very few quarterbacks across the history of football that play without help and succeed over and over again. Even someone like Patrick Mahomes last year played with a bunch of no-name receivers, but he had the number 2 defense in the league. So Mahomes does not have to throw for 300, 350 yards per game. He certainly can, but it's a 54-man roster for a reason. It's not Brock Purdy versus Mahomes. It's not Brock Purdy versus Matthew Stafford or Kyler Murray or Geno Smith or the rest of the division.
Right.
It's the San Francisco 49ers against whoever is on the other side. And right now, I think there are some concerns about this team, and that's going to highlight Brock Purdy. Because
gotcha.
If he doesn't have all the help around him, well, then I don't think he's going to perform as well as he did last year. And that means the team is going to suffer as a result.
Well, and also, as it relates to Brock Purdy, I'm with you. I don't put yesterday's performance up there as a bad performance, though it wasn't very good. But, and we'll ask Matt Barrows this at noon. Matt Barrows is going to join us from The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Real good information guy. What? And maybe it is fair to ask, why did he play Purdy yesterday? Why did he play Purdy when he didn't play virtually anybody else on the offense? And you heard Kyle Shanahan talk about why he did it, and he said, oh, we felt good with that team we put out there, the line we put out there in front of him, and we wanted to see him get some reps, and he got some reps, and he looked terrible. So I wonder what do you think Kyle Shanahan was looking for yesterday out of Brock Purdy, putting him into a game like that where he's got to play against the Saints' first-team defense, but he's got nobody playing with him. Like I just wonder why Shanahan went that route. I'm not saying he made a mistake or he dodged a bullet, anything like that. I just wonder why. Why did Purdy play yesterday when the other big boys didn't?
Probably because Kyle Shanahan talked to him and Brock Purdy said, I wanted to play. I think it's as simple as that.
All right.
But Kyle Shanahan also told on himself a week or two ago when he gave the play calling sheet to another
right.
coach. Kyle Shanahan, I don't know about you. I mean, we could talk about Brock Purdy and, it's 2 for 6 until the sun goes down. Kyle Shanahan's telling me he doesn't care about the preseason. Like he doesn't.
Yeah, it's true.
He has not shown me anything that would suggest that he cares about these preseason games. In fact, he's told us before, joint practices are more valuable than preseason games. I think it's the reason why a lot of people are wondering, okay, what are we talking about in the preseason? I could tell you I thought Jacob Cowing looked really good. Malik Mustafa looks like he can be a player for the 49ers. The only kick that Jake Moody missed was a 51-yarder, though he shanked it about 15 yards right. There are some things that you can look at and say, all right, this is valuable for the individual. All right, these are opportunities for our young players, for, the second or third stringers to get some valuable reps. Renardo Green looks like he could be a guy that can play on the outside for the Niners if Lenore goes inside in the nickel. There are certain individuals that I can look at and find positive things from.
Right.
But Kyle Shanahan don't care about these preseason games. And I don't hear him saying at the podium after the game that he really cares.
No, I don't either. I don't either. And we got Lori Matthews on the YouTube chat, big 49er fan. You learn no more from having no one else there than you do from having everyone there. Oh, I think she means you mean you learn more from what he did yesterday. I don't know. I mean, I got to believe Kyle Shanahan just throws that one away as in terms of the Purdy evaluation. And
well, he probably wasn't happy with it, but at the same time.
But okay. Was he not happy with Purdy, or was he not happy with everybody around Purdy and that they put him in a position where there's no chance he was going to succeed yesterday?
Yeah, and then maybe that's why Kyle Shanahan is also using this game as an example of, dude, get me my left tackle, Parag.
Right.
John.
True.
Get me my left tackle. Get me my number one wideout. Get it done. Because I'm going to put these guys on the field around Purdy at particular times, and it's going to look like that. Purdy also only played a few drives, but in those drives, he didn't look like a quarterback that was a top five MVP candidate last year.
I always think it's unfair when a quarterback has bad stats, but there's no chance he could have succeeded. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's, in a way, when we say, oh, this quarterback was sacked five times. Well, yeah, that's a line issue. Maybe he would have gotten sacked eight times if he didn't have mobility. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily view sacks and stats as an indication of how a quarterback alone did. I think it's got so much to do with everybody else. But my question to Niner fans at 888-957-9570, it's twofold. One is, why do you think Kyle Shanahan did play Brock Purdy yesterday without any of his weapons and Trent Williams? And then I think Evan hit it on the head. How are we going to talk about Brock Purdy this year? Are we going to talk about him like he is the quarterback that we're moving forward with for the next 4 or 5 years, and we're going to view him in that framework? He's entering his third year with the Niners. He's probably going to get a big contract, and we just hope for improvement every single year, and eventually we'll break through. Or do you look at Brock Purdy and say, no, not yet. Not yet. Not yet he's not the franchise quarterback. He still has to have at least one more good year and make us super confident in who he is, because we've got to be super confident with who he is if we pay him the amount of money he's going to want, and it's going to cost us at other positions. Like, You better kind of know what you're getting into there. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel's in San Ramon. What's up, Daniel? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Good stuff on the radio. I just wanted to say this. I think Kyle played Purdy just to see what he could look like with just some average normal people. I think that was simple. But I think the big question that I have is this. Jimmy G, when he was with us, he was not a bad quarterback. That's why.
Right.
Now, my fear is this. With Brock Purdy, obviously he's better than Jimmy G. But how much better is he? You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Is he going to be worth that money that we're going to pay him? Again, I like Brock Purdy. I like him a lot. But I'm just afraid that if we were to give him the whole bag, then, again, we're not going to look like the same team. We're going to look totally different. And when we have a different team, we're not going to be the kind of team we look like now.
Right.
And so, again, I think that's every fan's fear. That's our fear right now. So that's all I want to say, guys.
No, appreciate it, Daniel. And I think it's real. I think the 49ers are dealing with it, too. I really do. How much do you pay this guy knowing that you're going to have to take some people off this team down the road? And from the 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, no excuses. If you're going to pay a guy $50 or $60 million, he has to be able to move the ball regardless of who's on the field. Well, I agree. If you're going to pay a guy $50 or $60, he better be able to do that. Now, I don't know if a $40 or $50 million quarterback could have done it yesterday, but a $40 or $50 million quarterback's not going to have to play with that team. He'll still have more around him than he had yesterday. But that's what this season's going to be boiling down to, I think.
But I also think people are telling on themselves a little bit. The fact that we're even discussing him being a $50 or $60 million quarterback means that people have seen enough to believe that the Niners will pay him.
Right.
And I guess Jed York came out and literally said he's going to reset the market. So people are just assuming that he's going to get his bag. But if there were questions about him being here in the future, I don't think we'd be having this conversation going into the season. And I do think that the question about how much he is worth, that will be the conversation every single week. Every single Monday, you and Guru and I and Spadoni and everyone else at 95.7 The Game are going to walk into this studio and have the thought in our head, is this guy worth it? That's going to be the conversation every single week for Brock Purdy. And I find it fascinating that for a guy that has another year left on his rookie deal,
right?
It's not like he goes from $1 million to $60 million potentially next year. I find it fascinating that everyone has already put the weight of money and expectation on him to perform like a $50 million quarterback when he still is making $1 million.
I mean, there's no doubt we're going to look at the player differently if he's making a million as opposed to if he's making 40 or 50 million. That's going to come with the territory for sure. But I do think there can be an alternate scenario, and that is 49ers get off to a 3-0 start, 4-0 start. Purdy looks pretty good, 10 touchdowns in the first four games. Five games, let's say, two interceptions, the offense, the ball is being spread around, and it looks exactly like it's been looking for the last 2 years. I think at that point, maybe a quarter of the way through the season to the halfway point, if things are looking very similar to the way they looked a year ago, I don't think we're going to be quibbling over whether it's 50, whether it's 45, 50, 55, or 60. As long as the 49ers continue to look like they looked a year ago and the year before with Purdy at the helm, I think he's going to get paid. I absolutely think he's going to get paid. And between you and me, like, I don't care if it doesn't matter to me if they have to spend $42 million on him, $52 million on him, or $58 million on him. If they think he's the guy, then they're going to have to pay that. The question is, will we know that he's the guy by the end of the season?
No.
Or not?
No.
You don't think?
You're going to have to make the choice based on 2.5 years of quarterback play.
Okay.
Is he the guy? Okay, by the end of this season, if he gets to the postseason, he'll have started, I don't know, 35 games, 40 games?
I think he's at 17. He's about 25 starts right now, I believe,
okay,
regular
season. Okay, so 25
season.
Games, yeah, so he'll be closer to 40.
Right.
Assuming he makes the postseason.
Okay.
Other quarterbacks around the league have started far more games, and we still don't know if they're the guy.
It's true. That's true.
But the Niners are going to have to make that choice at the end of this season. Is he the guy? And on the other side, I don't know. There's something else that's, it's not necessarily bothering me. But again, I think that using Brock Purdy to get into what people really want from their football team, how to construct a football team, that to me is just, it's so interesting because the Niners finally found a quarterback,
right.
I think. Do you?
Yes, as of right now, I think they found a quarterback. Absolutely.
And I want to expand on that on the other side.
And what I'm trying to find out is, I think they do have their quarterback right now. Is it obvious that it's going to be the guy 17 games later after the regular season? 888-957-9570 is the number. Matt Steinmetz in with Evan Giddings today. We have Matt Barrows coming up in an hour of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. He was at the game yesterday. I'm looking for some clarity from Matt on, you know, why did Kyle Shanahan elect to play Brock Purdy? Not saying it's a big deal or he He made a mistake. It's just, I did think it was kind of interesting. When you put a quarterback in a position like that, you got to know that it's probably not going to be one of his finest games. And so I'm just trying to figure out maybe what Kyle Shanahan was thinking there. 888-957-9570. Niners win 16-10 yesterday. Purdy struggles. And Joshua Dobbs was explosive. Not saying Dobbs is going to start, but maybe he won the backup job for the Niners yesterday. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.